Okay, Shalom Uvracha to everybody. Welcome to your nightly shir and to Hillel Learning. So I'm going to be giving a shor to our Torah and then connecting it to two kapitach of Tehillim that I've chosen to recite to you. One of the main focuses of the Haggadah Shel Pasach, and it is something that follows us through each and every generation, is a passage in Magid known as the Vehisha Amda. Vehisha Amda la'avoseinu v'lanu. It is this that has stood for our forefathers and us. Shelo echad bilvad amar aleinu l'chaloseinu, that not one alone has risen against us to destroy us. Alasha b'chol dor v'dor amdim aleinu l'chaloseinu, but in each and every generation they arise to destroy us. L'kosh baruch hu matzilinu miyadam, and the Almighty saves us from the hand. This is something that in a very real sense we are viscerally aware of, and if we weren't of before in some fashion, then since October the 7th, since Simchas Torah, Tavshin Pei Dalet, it is something that we have been reminded of in the most very real fashion, that in each and every generation they arise to destroy us, and it is not one alone. It's not just Paro who rose up to destroy the Israelites in Egypt, and it's not just Haman who rose to destroy the Jews in the time of Shushan, Abira, Esther, and Mordechai in Persia, and it's not just the Cossacks, and it's not just the Crusaders, and it's not just the Khaminsi massacres, and it's not only the Nazis who were against my grandparents, all four grandparents and their entire generation. In each and every generation they rise to destroy us, and yet the Almighty saves us from the hand. I want to speak to you, Divrei Hisorus, of a courageous Eshes Chayel, a woman today who lives in Israel, who has the amuna and the fortitude and the courage and the foresight and the love of Am Yisrael of a Miriam Hanaviyah. Her name is Miriam Peretz. If you are not familiar with Miriam Peretz, you should make yourself familiar with Miriam Peretz. And her book is called Miriam's Song. She names it after Shiras Miriam, the song that Miriam the Neviah led the woman on Shvi Shal Pasach, the seventh day of Chag HaPasach. Miriam the Neviah, Shemos Perek Tesval Pasach, Vatikach Miriam HaNeviah Achos Arnes HaTov B'yada, Vatitzenet Kol HaNashem Echara B'tupim Ubim Cholos. Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the tambourine around. It's the seventh day of Pasach. The Egyptians have just been drowned in the Reed Sea, and she leads the woman in song. And today we have a Miriam Peretz who goes around the country, goes around the world, encouraging, instilling faith, hope, tenacity of spirit. Miriam is most famous for the sacrifices that she has made on behalf of Klal Yisrael. She is a reminder that b'chol dor v'dor amdi aleinu l'chaloseinu, and also with her tremendous emun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilinu miyadam. Miriam's eldest son, Uriel, fell in battle in the north with Hezbollah in 1998. And then her second son, Eliraz, fell in battle in the Gaza Strip with Hamas in 2010. Her two sons are buried on her Herzl. And my family and I went in the summer of 2019 on a family trip to Eretz Yisrael. One of the things we did is we visited Har Herzl and we stood at the graves. It was very important to me. We stood at the graves of the Peretz boys. They are not far apart from each other. Miriam says when she climbs to Har Herzl, when she goes to the graves of her sons, it is every time like the splitting of the Reed Sea for her. And she has to choose, who shall she stand next to first? Should she stand next to Uriel? Should she stand next to Eliraz? And the reason I chose to speak about Miriam Peretz, not only because of her tenacity of spirit, not only because of her namesake and foremother, Miriam HaNeviah, not only because the Amuna of the woman led the people to redemption, but she is emblematic of what our nation has been undergoing since Simchas Torah, into what has become known as October 7th. One of my kids just said to me today, I prefer to call it Simchas Torah, not October the 7th. And Miriam says in the introduction to her book, on Shabbat Eve, hours before the sky becomes painted in orange, Miriam Peretz sets the candles in the candlestick. Eight candlesticks, just like before, six children, a husband and a wife. Eight candles, even though three members of her family are no longer with her. Then I reach toward the printed blessings, says Miriam, that stand on the shelf. But I cannot find any blessing that fits, she says. One says, may it be your will, God, that you act compassionately and have mercy on my husband. How can I say that? My husband Eliezer could not cope with the death of Uriel, our oldest son, and my husband's heart failed. On the other hand, perhaps God did have compassion and mercy because Eliezer, her husband, did not witness the death of Eliraz, our second son. Sometimes I say, God, act compassionately and have mercy upon me. But that doesn't fit either. I've never prayed for anything for myself, says Miriam. I don't even know what that means. In another prayer book, I find the prayer, may God grant me the privilege of raising children and grandchildren, wise and God-fearing scholars of Torah. And I feel resentful. After all, I raised my children to be Torah scholars. Fear of God was part of their parcel in everyday life. Why didn't I merit raising all the sons I brought into this world? As Miriam Peretz has learned from personal experience, each Shabbat Eve is different from the one before. So when none of the written blessings seems to fit, she makes them up. I say, God, protect them all for me. I recite the names of my children and my grandchildren. Sometimes I get mixed up, I make mistakes, I repeat the names of a certain grandson, I skip a granddaughter, and I get scared and I start all over again. Later as well, when I sit down at the table, I am spooked by a breeze that blows out one of the flames of the candles. Whose candle is extinguished? What can I do to rekindle the flame? The candle represents a person's soul. So every Shabbat is different, just like every visit to Har Herzl. Sometimes I get there and I see both of my sons, she says, Uriel and Eliraz, standing before me and walking toward me, and I catch my breath. Sometimes the stillness is so profound, I hear the fluttering of the bird's wings, the rustling of a branch. I feel I have joined my sons in Eden. Sometimes I stand in front of the stone and it's just a stone, cold and silent. Sometimes I spend time doing things to bring them closer. I light a candle at their grave. I clean and I touch the stone. I water the plants. Sometimes I take out the little Sefer Tehillim that I placed under the head of each tombstone. And each page I open to speaks to me, especially as if it were written for me, Miriam Peretz. I read the verse, Gam ki eilech begeit salmaves, lo irera ki ata imadi. Even when I walk in the valley of darkness, I do not fear, for you are with me. And I glance up at the heavens. I am already walking in the valley of darkness, I tell God. Yet lo irera, yet I fear no evil. I live the verses of Psalms and I take comfort. She is emblematic, this brave, courageous Miriam Peretz, Shatecher, of the national feelings that we all have and we're all going through for the families in Eretz Yisrael. Whoever saves the life of Israel, it's considered as if he saved the whole world. Whoever causes the life, the loss of a life, the life in Israel, it's as if he has destroyed the entire world. I think on Chag HaPasach this year, Baruch Hashem, it's a Yom Tov of Geula. It's Man Chiroseinu, the time of our freedom. We sit down to celebrate with family, friends, guests. I was just reading in Rabbi Shlomo Meir Lau, Shlita's commentary to the Haggadah. It says that every year at the Pesach Seder, they have one extra empty seat. And he started doing that, Rabbi Lau writes. And the Russian refuseniks could not leave Russia to come to Israel. So they had an empty seat at the table to remind themselves of the refuseniks who cannot celebrate their Judaism. But even after the Iron Curtain opened and the refuseniks were able to now emigrate to Israel, they still leave one empty seat, says Rav Lau. Anyway, it's for the soldiers who have never returned home. This was written decades ago. Today we recall Hadar Golden and Oren Shaul, who were kidnapped in the summer 10 years ago by Mivtza Tzok Eitan. We remember Eli Cohen, whose remains have never been returned. Remember Kfir Bibas, we pray for Kfir Bibas and Ariel Bibas and their mother Shir. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the empty seat should be filled. And so Vehisha Amdala Vaseinu Vilanu, Shalo Echa Bilvar Amar Aleinu Lechaloseinu, Ala Bechol Dar Vador Amdim Aleinu Lechaloseinu. There's so much painful meaning to us this year. And the maror is going to taste even more bitter. And the salty water is going to taste even more tear-filled. And yet, with the tenacity of a Miriam Hanaviah who led the woman, with the faith of a Miriam Peretz, a modern-day Ein B'Yisrael, we don't forget that the end of the passage is, V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyodom, the Almighty saves us from their hands. Towards the end of the book, Miriam writes about her time when she lit the torch on Har Herzl. The 12 torches on Yom HaAtzmaut that are lit on Har Herzl are lit by different citizens of the state of Israel who have contributed in some impactful way. And a number of years ago, almost 10 years ago, Miriam was chosen to light one of the torches. I'm only going to read you from the end because otherwise it would take too long. On Yom HaZikaron, Israel's Memorial Day for IDF soldiers, she stood on Har Herzl, the main ceremony, standing beside the graves of her sons. Just like every other year, I am torn by the question of which son's grave I shall stand beside when the siren goes off. This year I stood beside Ali Raz. As I stood there, I heard the Prime Minister speaking. He was saying that on this hill this evening, Miriam Peretz would light a torch. I bent down to Ali Raz's grave. You hear, Ali Raz? The Prime Minister is talking to you and Ariel. After the memorial ceremony on Yom HaZikaron, I went home. Hundreds of people came and went. At 4 p.m., my daughter Hadass said, Ima, the taxi will arrive at 5. You have to get ready for the torch lighting. I felt confused. Just a minute ago was Yom HaZikaron. I was sitting in the yard. We were talking about Uriel and Eliraz with my friends. I had to go up to my room, get dressed, put on makeup. How could I make such a sudden transformation? When I got back to the living room in my black suit and my heels, I was a different Miriam. Beside the staircase stood the friends who had come for Yom HaZikaron. But now they looked, they were going to escort a bride to her chuppah. It was surrealistic. I prayed to God. Tonight, I said to God, amongst the flags and the lights, amongst the thousands of people rejoicing and celebrating on Yom HaAtzmu, let me see Uriel and Eliraz sitting in the audience. God, you have to help me. Do not let me see their graves. I don't know if you've been to Eretz Yisrael since Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres. We were zocha to be there at the end of January. We attended the Levaya of Elkanah Yehuda Sfez, who was one of the 21 soldiers killed the week of Tu B'Shvat. We attended the Shloshim of Elisha Yehonatan Lober. We visited the new section, the fallen Kedoshim U'Torim Shemasu Nafshem HaKadosh Hashem. It's a very, very holy mountain. And it's a mountain so full of holiness, but on the one hand it represents the maror and the karpas in salty water, the tears, the dema'os of Kalisha. But it's also a mountain that represents the tenacity, the spirit, the faith of Am Yisrael. That refuses to give up because we know and we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always save us on their hands. I was afraid I would shake or stumble. But the moment I heard the voice of Yehoram Gaon, the master of ceremony, announcing my name, and the song, Po Be'eretz Chemdat Avot, here in the beloved land of the forefathers, was playing in the background, my feet carried me forward. I walked onto the stage with dance steps, as if the weight of years had been lifted, as if the pain and longing had disappeared with each step. I sang to myself, Hitna Ari, May Afer Kumi, shake yourself free, rise up from the dust. For just a moment, I was once again Miriam Ohayon, the redhead, the youth, the youngster, full of life and happiness. I heard my father's voice whispering in my ear, my dear daughter. I saw my mother placing both her hands on my head to bless me. The audience filling the ceremony area was like one big family, united in a loving embrace. When I lit the torch and I reached the standard phrase recited by all torchlighters, L'tiferet Medina Yisrael, I knew what the price of the glory of the state of Israel was. I saw Uriel and Eliraz standing before me, and I said to them, L'tiferet Medina Yisrael, Uriel and Eliraz, you are the glory of the state of Israel. Thanks to you and your friends, we have a state, and today we are celebrating its independence. This year, like every year, we'll commemorate Yetziat Mitzrayim, Shibud to Geula, slavery to freedom. Avdus to Chayrus, slavery to redemption. Avdus to Chayrus, bondage to freedom. And we will journey the same path that so many of our ancestors have taken, like for our grandparents, maybe many of you, your ancestors, and then before, and then before. And all those who have fought with a great spirit to maintain the dignity, the beauty, the holiness, the connectivity of Am Yisrael. Because even though it is true that B'chol Dor V'Dor Amdim Aleinu L'Chaloseinu, it is also true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam. And it occurred to me that V'hi, there's a lot of question on what is V'hi? V'hi She'amda L'Avoseinu V'lanu. What's the V'hi? So one pshat is Vavishisha Sidre Mishnah is Chamisha Chukram Shchum Shei Torah Yodis Zaser Sedibros Alf is Hashem Zachar. It's a Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu that sustains us in every generation. But V'hi can also be saying it is she. V'hi and she. It is she, the Jewish mother, that sustains us in every generation. Tamakitov Sachwalo Yechba Balaylanira. Even in the darkest of times, the Jewish mother knows her merchandise is good. Her candle of faith does not go out at night. Latif Ara Medina Yisrael. And we can bow our heads in respect to the bitter losses, the maror, the salty tears, the charosas, the bricks. I stood on the side of the Sderot police station, the rubble of a police station that once was a place where Kedoshim U'Tahorim fell. And we know the terrible price, the high price of the glory of the state of Israel. But we also know, we just saw it on Shabbos, how is it possible that Iran sent 300 projectiles, missiles, UAVs, drones, and they're all blocked? It's a miracle of biblical proportions. Because V'akosh Baruch Hu Matzilein B'Yadim V'Hisha Amda, with the strength of the woman, with the strength of the Jewish mother, Hithna Ari, my Afar Kumi, my feet carried me forward. B'Shar Nashim Tzikanius Ba'oso Dor Negali Yisrael Mitzrayim. The merit of the righteous woman in that generation, Israel was redeemed from Egypt. So to Yerav Amabes. V'Azor Hashem will be our emunah and our tenacity of spirit that will carry us forward. And even though we are in difficult times, I heard Rabbi Shai Schechter say a few months ago, and he was quoting Rabbi Menachem Penner, before October 7th, we knew Jewish history. After October 7th, it's welcome to Jewish history. And yet, we know that the end of the tefillah, the end of the praise, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzi Leinu Miyodam. We'll say two kapitach of Tehillim now, kapitach Chaf and Chaf Gimel, 20 and 23, that I feel very much relate to what we've spoken about this evening. I chose kapitach Chaf specifically because I think it's one of the most important psukim in all of Tehillim. Eila Barachav, the Eila Basusim, Anachin B'Shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. They trust in horses and chariots, in tanks, in missiles, in drones, and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our savior and protector in every generation. And I chose Kapitul Chaf Gimel because this is what Miriam says. She says when she stands, Rachmana Letzlan, by the graves of Uriel and Eliraz, what does it mean? Even when I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I am already walking, she says, in the valley of shadow of death. Yet God, I know that you are with me. Kapitul Chaf of Tehillim, chapter 20. Amnatzech Mizmor the David, Ya'encha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagef Hashem Elohe Yaakov, Yishach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umetzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kom Mechosecha, Vo'oscha Yidash Nasela, Yiteinecha Chivavecha, Vecholatzascha Yimalei, Nirmana Nabi Shuasecha, Uveshem Eloheinu Nigdol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishosecha, Ata Yudati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yainu Mishmei Kodcha Bigvuros, Yesha Yimino Ele Barechav, Ve'ele Basusim, Anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Hema Karu v'nafalu, Anachnu kamnu v'nis odad. Our enemy will go the way, our enemies today will go the way of all previous enemies. They all believe they will at last klal Yisrael. But they will slump, they will fall, we will arise, we are invigorated. Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech ya'aninu v'yam karenu. Kapitul Chaf Gimel Av Tehillim. Mizmor LeDavid. Adonai Ro'i Lo Echsar. Binyamin Achimeir was a shepherd. On Friday morning, Erev Shabbat, at 6 a.m., a 14-year-old Jewish boy went out with his sheep to shepherd his flocks, just like Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech. And he gave his life for Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Medina Yisrael. Mizmor LeDavid. Adonai Ro'i Lo Echsar. Kol yemei chayai, v'shavti b'veis Adonai ve'orach yamim. We should see the immediate fulfillment of these words. Only goodness and kindness should chase after us as a nation and as individuals all the days of our lives, and we should merit to dwell in the house of the Lord for eternity. We begin the Seder, Pashta Hacha, Lashana Baba Ar de Israel. This year we are here. Next year may we be in the land of Israel. And we end the Seder with Lashana Haba, Yerushalayim Habnuya. May we merit it immediately and in our days. Amen v'amen. I wish everybody a Chag Kasher v'sameach and a wonderful Yom Tov. Thank you so much. Kol Tov to all.